Chapter 28. With the Halo, Jazz got them out of what the Wookiees called the Black Forest, an area of the world that had long been dead. Dead for millennia, they said. A place poisoned by something real bad happening here. Something that left a darkness, like an imprint in wet concrete. At least that's how Solo translated it. Jom doesn't speak Shriwook, so that means relying on the smuggler as the go-between. Working with Solo on this has been interesting. Chewbacca the Wookiee is the man's co-pilot, his sidekick of a sort. At least that's how Jom had always heard it. The two were inseparable. But Solo was the pilot, and Chewie was the co-pilot, and so it would always be. But here on Kashyyyk, the roles are reversed. Chewie's in charge. He leads the way. And the real surprise is, Solo follows. He lets the Wookiee set the course. He offers insight, but it's deferential. And if anybody says boo to Chewie's ideas, Solo's first on the line to get snappy about it. Once Jazz got them out of the Black Forest, Chewie had the ship fly low to the ground along a White Rapids river that had carved a channel between massive trees. Solo said that he and Chewie had been collecting intel on Kashyyyk for years. Jom protested, said that by now the data was probably out of date, and the on-the-ground intel was more important. Solo bit back.
No kidding, Commando. But what we got is good. And unless you got better, I suggest you shut your mustache hole.
Sinjir chuckled and said,
Mustache hole. I'll have to write that one down.
Quiet, Sinjir, Jom said.
Jazz just snickered from the pilot's seat, which Jom admits now hurt him more than he expected. The river roared down over a tumble of broken trees, down into a dammed-up reservoir ringed by shattered trees. Chewie had Jazz bring the Halo up over that waterfall and park it atop on a Rorschach branch, right where the branch met the tree. Jom didn't think the galaxy had trees big enough for the branches to support a whole ship, but he's happy to be proven wrong. Together, they all go out along the branch. There exists plenty of space to walk, though Vertigo still plucks at Jom's strings, and he can't help but wonder how long it would take to hit the ground if he fell. Solo goes on to explain Chewie's plan.
This is a big planet. And best anybody can tell, the Imperial occupation is dug in like a bloodworm.
Maybe dug in harder, given the shoddy state of affairs after the Death Star went boom.
But Chewie's got an idea.
Don't you, buddy? The Wookiee nods and growl barks a reply. The one-armed Wookiee, Greybok, gestures with his remaining hand in apparent agreement.
We can't free this planet by our lonesome,
Han says.
Much as we'd like to. We've been lucky in that regard before, but this time, no go.
Chewie grumbles.
That's right, Solo says. We need an army.
Jazz leans in.
I work lean. I don't work with armies.
Too bad, Solo says.
Give us a target. Find us the dragon's head and we'll cut it off and watch the planet fall.
Won't be that easy. Sure, the planet's under the governance of one man, Lozan Tolruk. But he's got 3 Star Destroyers up there. And intel says he's hidden away in an island fortress. He's a target, though. Because he's the one in charge of the inhibitor chips.
What?
Jom asks.
Every Wookiee on this planet has a chip stuck in their heads. Keeps them docile. Anytime they act out, the chips fry them with pain until they fall back in line or die. We take out the chips, we give the Wookiees their minds back. But they'll still be locked away in settlements. We kill the control chips and liberate just one big settlement, and we have the army we need to free the rest. To do that, we need more information.
Sinjir cracks his knuckles and winks.
I can handle that part.
You still need to start somewhere,
Jom says.
There,
Solo says, pointing down past the massive dam and reservoir. Tucked between 2 fallen trees is a command installation, an Imperial cinder block plunked down into the rich, loamy soil. Jom grabs a pair of quad knocks and focuses in. As he does, Solo keeps talking.
The command station's going to have computers and officers, and that means intel. They can tell us where Tolruk's settlement is. They can point us to the most vulnerable settlement. But that means we gotta go in hot. We take the Halo, fly in fast with cannons blazing.
Slow up,
Jom interrupts. He pulls the quad knocks away from his eyes and says,
I see four ground-to-sky turbo lasers down there. You fly the Halo in, and she'll get blasted into cinders.
Kivastha,
Jazz says, cursing at him. She spits on the ground.
You saying I can't handle my own ship? I'll stay clear of those lasers easy, Barel. You haven't seen half of what I can do.
Fine. Let's say you manage.
He lifts his chin in defiance.
They'll still see you coming a kilometer away. That gives them plenty of time to mount a proper defense or even escape. We can't see on the other side of that station. They might have a couple of chicken walkers or an escape shuttle waiting.
Oh, you have a better idea?
She challenges.
Slagging right I do. Send me down. On the ground. Two-prong approach. I take a couple of these hairballs.
Watch it!
Solo says.
Sorry. I take a couple of these noble warriors, and we sneak in and hit them hard. We shut down whatever defenses we can, and only then do the rest of you come blasting in with the Halo.
I like it, Solo says. You can take out those turbo lasers?
That's the plan.
Jazz grabs his arm.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure thing, Amari.
She pulls him back toward the Halo and shoves him behind one of the tilted turbines.
What do you think you're doing?
My part,
he answers.
Don't play the hero.
I'm not a hero. I'm a soldier. A workhorse.
A soldier who left his command for... Well, we know why.
Do we?
She scowls.
We do. You left for me.
Don't get so full of yourself.
You chased me like a puppy dog to Irudiru.
Hey,
he says, rebuffing her. He stabs his finger in the center of her chest.
I wanted to do my part and find Solo.
She grabs his finger and twists.
Great, you found him. Did you then run back to Chandrila with him in a bag?
She lets go and he pulls away.
No. You stayed on, like that lost puppy.
You're a brat.
And you're a thug.
He shrugs.
I'm a thug who's here. I'm a thug who can fight. Don't question my motivations.
She stomps off.
Fine. Do what you want, Barel.
Fun's over, I guess.
He calls after her. The commando lingers behind, fuming. She is a brat. What's worse, she's not wrong. He did follow her to Irudiru, because damn it, he likes her. And that makes him feel exactly like the lost puppy she thinks he is. Imagining her taking the Halo and getting chewed apart by those turbo lasers. Ah, he shakes it off. Time to rejoin the others. Time to do the work. Time to fight.